The Second Coming of Christ, Elder John Longdon, John Longdon, Conference Report, April 1964, pages 115-117. Much has been said about the resurrection of Jesus Christ during this conference, and for several weeks past by many peoples of the Christian faith as the Easter season has been commemorated. The resurrection, we testify, is a reality. Every testimony-bearing member of this church gives this witness. Today, I should like to speak about a reality yet to come, the second coming of Jesus Christ. The signs and events preceding his second coming are clearly taught in the scriptures and furthermore are being fulfilled now. By way of review, while the Savior was upon the earth on one occasion he met with the Pharisees, also with the Sadducees came, and tempting desired him that he would shew them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning, It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? I well remember as a boy in England hearing this statement many times, Red sky at night, sailors take delight, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Later, the Savior sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be and which shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes, in divers places, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Evidence. Think of the signs and events of the past several weeks worldwide, bearing on these predictions. We note, then, as the time approached for the Savior's departure from his disciples, he gave them instructions as to their mission, to carry the gospel to all the world. He also instructed them in relation to conditions which would prevail on the earth preceding his second coming. Peoples of the earth would reject him and his mission. False doctrines would arise and there would be wars and rumors of wars because of the difficulties that would arise in the hearts of men. Nation would rise against nation. Peace would be taken from the earth. But his disciples should endeavor to remain faithful and true to their covenants to the end. As we review the happenings of the past few years, we realize the most dreadful wars of all time have been fought in this dispensation, and the end is not yet. There are uprisings in many, many countries today. We have signs in the heavens and in the earth. Have they become so common we fail to recognize them? In recent years, around the world, we have had some of the most destructive earthquakes of history. Distress in and among nations is increasing daily. Will anyone say that men's hearts are not failing them? Today, millions of people sit and tremble in fear of what may happen. The wickedness of the world increases. Nations are preparing more earnestly than ever before for the final great struggle. Among the wonderful signs which would be given to indicate the near approach of his advent, there would not only be wars but also earthquakes in divers places, distress among nations, elements in commotion in tornadoes and hurricanes, the sea heaving itself beyond its bounds. There would be signs in the heavens as well as in the earth of unusual proportions. To impress his disciples that these events would surely come, the Savior said, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Today weapons are being made more dreadful than ever known before, and fear enters into the hearts of all people. Is it so that we are able to see that the sky is red in the morning or in the evening and yet fail to see the signs in the heavens or in the earth? Surely there will be signs among the heavenly bodies before the end shall come. The earth will reel, the sun be darkened, the moon not give its light. Is the airplane flying in the skies from one country to another a sign? The heavens are filled with them, and people are fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 60:8, Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Moreover, are not the missiles which are shot into the outer space and which revolve around the earth signs? Will anyone say that these do not, in a large measure, come under the prediction made by the Lord on the Mount of Olives almost 2,000 years ago? Surely they are signs in the heavens. And there will yet come other signs as the Lord has promised. It appears that the trouble brewing in this world in which the hearts of men are failing them is here, and other even greater manifestations of the near approach of the Lord are yet to come. Will we be in a category of the people in the days of Noah as recorded in Luke? And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came, and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, or as Peter predicted in 2 Peter 3:3-4, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Time not known to man. True, the precise time of Christ's coming has not been made known to man, yet I have no fear in my heart, neither has anyone with a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. By learning to comprehend the signs of the times, by watching the development of the work of God among the nations, and by noting the rapid fulfillment of significant prophecies, we may perceive the progressive evidence of the approaching event. But the hour or the day, no man knoweth, neither the angels in heaven nor shall they know until he comes. His coming will be a surprise to those who have ignored his warnings and who have failed to watch. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Likewise, Peter predicted the saints also shall hardly escape. Nevertheless I, the Lord, am with them. This is a great promise to those who will keep their covenants. Another sure sign to take place before his second coming was the restoration of the gospel and kingdom here on earth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This we testify took place 134 years ago. Scriptural evidence. The scriptures are replete with testimonies pertaining to the second coming of Jesus Christ. I would have you note Job and the prophet Daniel, also the words of the apostles after the crucifixion of Jesus. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Timothy had this to say, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Likewise the apostle Paul had this firm conviction when he said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. But the crowning testimony of all is from the Savior of the world himself. I am Jesus Christ, who cometh quickly, in an hour you think not, given by revelation from the Lord to the prophet Joseph Smith in May 1831. May we be in the category predicted by the Savior. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. I bear witness that the messages of this conference have been to warn, advise, counsel, and encourage everyone to prepare and be ready to meet the Master. Whether we are still living in mortality or have completed our missions here, may we then observe the signs which are so evident and have the desire to labor and watch and so live as if the Savior were going to come today, is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.